Guys, welcome back to Mohawk Radio.
Welcome back to Mohawk.
Casey and Vince here hanging out. We're just talking to Rich.
Rich of actually, Mohawk
Rich
Radio.
Of Mohawk Radio.
He's Thank you guys for being here very much.
Actually talking to us.
He's a talkative guy.
Actually, this is the best interview I ever had to do. This is kind of what you'll expect on Mohawk Radio with Casey and Vince. It's like, I really don't have to say much, and it's really a treat. So you guys, thank you very much for being here and making it so
no worries.
Frickin' easy.
Thanks for bringing the zingers and milk and stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
Zingers, I don't know where it would
Hey, the fans want to know, chocodiles or snowballs? What do you guys,
or Twinkies?
Just zingers. I'm a vanilla zingers.
Are you under contract?
Any flavor of zinger.
I don't want to get you in trouble. Are you guys under contract? Can you say that you're for zingers?
Well, we used to be under contract from Hostess for a little while, and Betty Crocker had us for the cake, remember the frosting commercial?
Yeah, we had our own cookbook.
And not anymore. We haven't done any baking for years.
So the Sarah Lee sponsor finally is there.
Sarah. You know, one time the Bandy Camps company, we were under contract to the Bandy Camps, cake.
Remember their daughter?
Oh yeah, Mrs. Vandekamp, Mrs. V.
Well, she's older, but
and her son was a Surgeon General of the state of California, right? The United States.
That reminds me of the story when
John Vandekamp.
Didn't you wake up naked in a windmill or something like
Pete
that?
Pete Wilson?
No, that was in Holland. That's a whole different story.
I think it was Pete Wilson.
That's another segment.
We were making butt hair.
We'll save that for the next show.
Exactly.
So I did have a quick question myself. I love Adolescence. It's one of my favorite bands. It made me want to play music, play the radio, and just get in the scene and go see shows. In that band you were a drummer.
Right.
Now you're singing. Now how's that? Because to me that would seem weird. Like, at least you could hide behind an instrument. Now all of a sudden you're a front man and just this high energy, popular band. What was that like?
Well, the transition was fairly easy because I wasn't really paying attention to any kind of professionalism whatsoever at that point.
You were singing when you were like drumming when the Adolescents,
but,
right?
Yeah, I was.
You were singing though.
I was doing a lot of background vocals in the very first Adolescents CD, the one with Amoeba and the very first Blue Adolescents record. First Adolescents
record.
I did a lot of lead vocal background vocals that helped Tony while he was on drugs and just really kind of stumbling around, similar to
Tony Cadena from
Tony Cadena from the Adolescents. Yeah, we were all on drugs and he was really drunk most of the time. We were destroying everything we could in our path. So my background vocals kind of helped everything kind of adhese because he wouldn't have to sing and I'd keep some vocals going while I could sing.
Yeah, but you're like freaking out on the drums, so it's like high energy singing probably.
It was
too.
A great thing. Yeah, two singers at once and being in a punk band, it's like pretty aggressive.
And then the transition is just pop over.
To being a singer was strange because I just didn't have to set up a drum set anymore and it was easier.
Oh, dude. That's how you find a good drummer. It's a guy that doesn't bitch about bringing his drums.
Yeah.
Like, they all bitch about that shit.
It didn't really matter to me because, Derek O'Brien, who was in the very first DI project, on Revenge Records.
Isn't he a TSOL drummer also?
No, Derek O'Brien was playing for Social Distortion after I was the original drummer. Playing the
Adolescence.
After I was the original Adolescence. That's a whole different story, it's a whole different scenario altogether, but
where are all these people? I mean,
but it's all good because
we're all hanging out the Newport Pier.
Punk prevails. That's what we love about it. Punk prevails, and we're just having a good time in life, and we're not bazillionaires. But
hey, you know,
as long as you're
of?
Happy and you hate the government,
singers,
it's all
that are
good.
Drummers. Who's a singer that's a drummer that you know?
A singer that's a drummer. Phil Collins of Genesis.
Phil Collins.
See, that's the last
one. Henley or Eagles or something.
Wanker.
Is it a Gray Remote?
Wanker.
The Gray Remote.
Hey, so Vince, what's your favorite movie?
Rich is in. I like this movie called Mystery Men.
Don't quote him on that one.
No, just kidding.
I think my favorite movie is maybe Austin Powers, possibly.
He loves that shit.
Probably the Spike Shagney, I think, is the best. Goldmember's pretty good. Mike Myers is a pioneer.
I lean more toward a Natural Born Killer.
I leaned over.
Graphically. Violent.
So you know what? I think we're going to do a... Check it out. We had an idea about doing a radio station where we could just talk, you and I, Vince, and have Rich be the manager or something, because it's Mohawk Radio.
I pretty much don't have to say anything, so I just assume that you guys just take over. This is kind of what I was hoping for in the first place.
So this might be one of the last times they see us.
Or the first time and the last time.
Unless they come to a DI show.
We haven't decided. We might do something where you guys have a regular podcast and they get the audio, but they'll at least always be able to get the audio in the podcast.
Think people would like us, though, We're not. We're fairly intelligent.
They can't smell us.
We're not university material.
The thing is, it's not what the consumer likes. It's what we like. And we like us. And
like us.
So I think that's the most important thing. And so I think.
Plus, we're punks and we're stupid.
Yeah.
That's pretty punk.
And
that's
so I'm pretty much you guys can count on a regular visit from Casey and Vince Matter of fact, I'll have to buy them all the beer in the world, or vodka, or whatever it takes.
That's what we're getting paid.
Zingers.
You know, hairless Asian boys, zingers, you know, whatever we have to do, we'll take care of it.
Cool.
But I do want to get back to one other thing, Casey, that I've always wanted to ask you. We actually had a bunch of emails. People want to know, what's your inspiration for writing your songs? Like, from day one, when you started writing your lyrics, and say, from to where you are now, has it changed? Is the process the same? I know it's kind of a big, broad question, but it'll give you plenty of room to just have fun and go off.
That's one of the simplest questions I've ever been asked in my life, actually.
Hey. No, don't say that.
No, actually, it's a reflection of, like, my own personal, like, life. It's a life experience thing. Absolutely straight from the honest get-go, so to speak, right?
The honest get-go.
Remember Richard hung himself?
The guy hung himself.
Cheers for Richard.
My theme song, thank you.
Richard hung himself, covered by Slayer.
Yeah, straight to it.
Richard was a friend of ours. His name was Richard Reyes, and he was a Mexican friend of ours that, like, lived in, like, Placentia. Like a gun, you know, guns, the song I wrote is about gun control initiative. You know, it's all a reflection of exactly what I've experienced in my life and, like, been just...
On the Western Front. It's about us living here on the West Coast of the United States. I mean, just, like, seeing what we see.
It's completely honest. It's just the most stupid thing we've ever done because we've never made a dime.
We're at the bottom of the bottom.
But at least we have our integrity and our, like, your karma's good. And, but basically, yeah, we write songs about exactly what's happened around us. And, or I do.
I kind of just hang out the record.
He just kind of hangs out at the store.
You get contributions from the other band members, or maybe even Vince? You know,
well, we all write, like, every once in a while we'll throw down, like, a concept, or we'll all have lived an experience that we're all, like, familiar with, like a friend dies that we all know, or somebody ODs on some heroin or something, we're all...
Hey, remember when you did
that trip? We'll write a song about him, but we can all put in our vibe, you know, and our emotions into it.
Because how about that tribute show you did for Brent Lyles?
Yeah, Brent Lyles. Brent Lyles! Everyone's dead,
homies.
Vince. Everyone's dead.
For people who don't know who Brent Lyles is.
No, Brent Lyles is one of the second bass players of Social Distortion, and he passed away fairly soon. We did a benefit for him, for his kids, because he got hit by a truck because he was all on drugs, and drugs will fuck you up big time. Just smoke some weed, drink some beers, stay away from vodka
and heroin. Good.
Life is good.
Life's
so Brent good. Brent Lyles, like a... He's like a martyr.
Well, dude, he was on that my favorite Social Distortion album, the only one I actually...
Mommy's Little Mohair.
Mommy's Little Mole Hair.
You know, yeah, Mommy's Little Monster, great CD. Me and I helped write half those songs, even though I got no credit for it. Thank you. But that's okay, you know, all like water
under the
bridge.
These are the kind of things that many people don't know about you, Casey. And many people don't know about Social D. And I want to go, like, you know, start bagging on mainstream media and the press and all that stuff. But, you know, people like you who are legends, you know, dare I say, get kind of shuffled around and
legendarily disrespected.
Yes, and so anyway, not to go on a ramble here. Look, we're back from the store. I've had a beer. I can admit it.
Having a great time.
You guys have it. That's fine. Look, I've had beer, and I can admit it that, you know, these people really give you a bad... Don't give you enough credit, I should say.
Well, that's cool. You know what? Because credit, you know, punk was always a thing of, like, personal beliefs and an underground anarchy kind of thing. No respect, rewards. It was all a stand-up truth in your own integrity.
It's true. Let's talk about something funny. This is like, have you ever had, like, those friends that never listened to punk rock, and you're all, dude, you have to check out, like, you know, our scene, what we're listening to. And then they just go, my God, dude, they're, like, so, it's so funny because I've had to see people go 100% the opposite direction their entire life just after hearing some cool bands like DOA, MDC, The Exploited, Minor Threat, you know, Adolescence, D.I.,
Circle
Jerks.
I mean,
Black Flag.
Got Bad Religion. Gosh.
Bad Religion's one good album.
No, I'm sorry, I love Bad Religion.
Any worse,
hey, what's up, Jay?
Dude. They got one good album.
Yeah, they got one good album. How could hell be any worse?
Really?
I don't know.
So okay, you know what? This first show, it was like a very good show.
Yeah,
good vibe,
great
comfortable, really
us,
cool.
In my own home.
I feel like Wayne, this is Garth. And Rich.
We don't like James.
Hey, you guys, I got to thank you so much for being here. You made this so easy. I'm the worst interviewer, worst show guys, and you guys totally put me at ease. You guys just totally flowed. I didn't have to do any work, as the audience could easily hear. And, you know, like some of the Social D stores, stories and some of the stuff Vince brought up. Look.
Okay.
Real quick, I'm very lucky you guys are here. And your audience, you guys are very lucky they're here. And if you come back every week, you're going to hear great stories about punk rock history. and about life. And so don't miss out. Come back.
Oh, don't miss out.
We'll be here, guys. Thanks, Rich.
You bet.
Put your hand in here.
You got to see
his hand. There he is. Okay.
Peace.
All right. Amen. Mohawk Radio.
See you next time. That's funny. That's good.